The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom, sometimes I just really get annoyed at the USA. just you know, there's something about the US. Ollie. It's just rulesy. Ollie. It's rulesy, Tom.
Why? What's happened?
This has happened again. I've discussed this happening before and on the show. It was a different case, but it's another case of public sexual relations, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you were annoyed when the couple were down at the beach having sex.
Yeah.
And then they got caught and they went to jail and stuff.
Look, I wasn't annoyed. It always seems like an overreaction. That was a case a year ago. They were on the beach. And, yeah, look, on the beach is... It's pretty...
Like, guys, come
it's
on.
It's pretty central and it's pretty obvious.
If it was during the day, it's pretty bad.
Whole new case here. A couple were caught allegedly having sex on a Las Vegas Ferris wheel. Right? Now, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like...
Oh, come on.
When two... No, let me just explain. It's not a normal Ferris wheel.
Okay,
it's not a standard one.
Okay.
It's a 30-minute ride in a glass-enclosed cabin. All right. Now, it's like one of those, you know, pretty big deal, I guess, kind of.
Kind of
it's
like,
Vegas.
Like a London Eye kind of deal?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Like, anyway, it's a glass pod, right? The guy's lawyer.
All glass?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even at the bottom?
Oh, well, maybe. Well, yeah, because they've been videos, right? So, but it just seems so weird that, you know, when police are out there, and most of the time police are prosecuting, you know, drug drivers and people who hit people and all these bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
There are also police who are going to court prosecuting people for having sex.
Yeah.
Consensual sex.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Well, not if it's done in public spaces.
I mean, who's getting that annoyed? If you don't want to look at it, look away. Like, yeah. Just don't look.
I think they're worried about the children.
Oh, what an excuse. Oh, the children. Oh, the children are going to see it. Well, don't let the children look.
There'll be a lot of people who would disagree with you.
People can get on the phones and have a bit old gas bag fight with me if they want.
13, 12, 16, if you want to fight.
If you want to start a verbal punch-up.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't know. I just think there's worse things out there. And this couple's going to go to court and they've got lawyers each.
Mm.
It's literally a criminal case. Like,
yeah.
These things aren't criminal. These are people just... Maybe they should get a slap on the wrist, you know? Don't do it again.
Yeah.
But it just seems insane that you get, you know, the criminal process, like the law and order on TV that you see on TV, that whole process is kicked into gear when a couple has had sex and somebody's seen them and videoed them. Stop looking if you don't want to see.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I'm talking to you. Stop looking at the people having sex.
Ollie, remember Ideas Bonanza, that brilliant segment?
No, I've tried to block it out of my memory.
Oh, it's so good.
But it
happens at 7 o'clock on Wednesday mornings, and one of the segments that came out of Ideas Bonanza was don't call.
Yeah.
Usually we ask you to call on 13, 12, 16. Usually we go, hey, get involved, get around it.
Mm.
But don't call, we ask you not to call.
It's a simple everyone versus everyone kind of game, because if no one calls up, then everyone wins, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. We're gunning for that.
But if someone... stupid, someone idiotic, someone selfish calls up on 13, 12, 16, then they get a point.
It's like snatching a win for yourself. It's like in The Hobbit or like Lord of the Rings when they wake up and Sam or Gollum has eaten all the food and he's taken the win for himself instead of sharing the food with everyone.
Now, you have to be quick. You've got 45 seconds to call 13, 12, 16 if you want to be that selfish person, which I recommend not being. But Ollie, let's start the countdown timer. 45 seconds is on the clock. Let's go. It's always very suspenseful, this countdown.
And at this point, Tom, can I say, for this year alone, the scorecard is one for everyone winning. Well, so no one called up.
That's good.
That was great. And,
that's good.
And none for individuals.
Okay. Well, we've got about 30 seconds to go now on don't call.
You would assume on a Monday, everyone's in a decent mood, kind of. Like they're
happy. A sleepy mood.
Sleepy. And well. They won't call up because they just want to see everyone have a pleasant winning experience.
Nobody should be selfish on a Monday. Everyone should be for the oh God, Ollie. You wouldn't know, but
you wouldn't read about it. Who is this?
Good morning, hello.
Good morning, how's it going?
Who is this?
Jason again.
So Jason.
Jason?
You're pretty cheerful for someone who's just ruined don't call, mate.
It's a Monday morning, there's no reason not to be cheerful.
Jason from Wang, I liked you earlier on this morning. Right. You voted in our fun one, but now you're being selfish, mate.
I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh, really?
Wow. Well, okay.
Well, that's lucky you.
Nice.
You're talking to us,
guess
but
what?
Unfortunately everyone's lost.
Someone else called as well. No, they didn't. Just Jason. Well, Jason, you've got a point, mate.
Beautiful. Thank you.
No, well, no, don't. Well, we're not going to say well done because you've ruined it. But
all right, go write it up, Ollie. Put Jason on the board. He's got 1 point now. So it's 1 versus 1.
So selfish.
Oh, so selfish. Ollie, having a chat on the weekend, right? And somebody asked me a pretty big question that I think we should put to the phones on 13, 12, 16.
What's the meaning of life?
That it would be a big question that we should put to the phones. No, does anyone still play World of Warcraft?
Yes!
You know World of Warcraft.
Great, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't. Like, I played it for a hardcore weekend once at a friend's house.
Right. Can you explain me?
I binged.
I never played World of Warcraft. Can you explain it to me?
Okay, so it's like fantasy and you have a character and it's a whole world and you just walk around meeting real people, in theory, real people, you know. And
it's on the internet, yeah?
Yeah, so it's real people on the net and they're all online, obviously, and you get your weapons and food and you acquire things. It's just a massive... And you level up, you know, and you're like a level 1 when you start and you suck. And you see people who are like godlike, level 70, and it's like, man, you've spent hours doing that. And it's a bit of respect there, you know?
I feel like this was massive a couple of years ago.
It definitely was.
Like it peaked in, I reckon, 2007 to 2012.
Well, yeah, for sure. I had a hardcore weekend on it probably in like 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I was like 15. So I think probably around that time, maybe a bit afterwards, it was still going. But it's definitely on the way.
It's dropped
out.
Off.
It must be, unless we're out of the game.
Well, that's what I want to know. 13, 12, 16. Do you still play World of Warcraft? Yes. Are you still wowing? Far out, it makes it epic. We should get this music for future times.
It's very cool. The game was cool back in the day. I know that for sure. Well, I say cool. I mean, it's up to... It's subjective. Maybe if you're a jock, you're like, oh, gaming, not cool. But I'm a bit of a jock, and I still got around it for a couple of weeks.
I think it was a live-action role... No, it's not. That's in the real life. But it's a role-playing kind of game where you meet people and all sorts of things.
You play one character, you walk around this giant internet world...
Oh,
and
let's
you,
keep the music
you
going.
You acquire things and you... battle people.
This is going to be a risk. We haven't answered this call yet, Ollie, so let's go to them
this
live.
This could be a psychopath.
Good morning. Who's this?
G'day, it's Will.
Will!
Will, you know...
You don't sound like a psychopath, mate.
No, I'm not no psychopath.
Ah, that's good.
Good. You're just a wower, are you? So what's the deal, Will? World of Warcraft still a thing?
Yeah, no, I've been playing World of Warcraft for a few years, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
When did you start?
About high school. Started.
Yeah, cool. When was high school for you? Sorry, I don't really know the history.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
So were you a late starter?
Yeah, I was a late starter. Yep. Yeah, a couple of my friends got me into it, but yeah.
Great.
Now,
okay.
Will, it's one of those things that you usually spend like all weekend on and stuff. Is it still that addictive?
Yeah, like full hardcore, like right into it.
Yeah.
Well, every weekend.
Every weekend.
Wow.
Will, what's your longest session you've had on World of Warcraft?
Probably like 8 hours.
Yeah, wow.
Cool. Okay.
Well, that is
so you've done pretty
well
then. What's your character and what's the level of your character? Can I ask?
Good, yes.
Play a Tauren Hunter.
Tauren Hunter, okay, cool.
Do you know what that is, Ollie?
No, not quite. Vaguely, I can get an idea. He's a hunter. And level?
Level 100 at the moment.
Level
100? Wow, just 100.
Is that a big level?
That's like the top level at the moment.
Oh, my God.
So when you say at the moment, were you waiting for an expansion pack to allow you to go further or...?
Yeah, expansion pack's coming out soon, so...
Yeah, great.
So what do you reckon? Is World of Warcraft in or out? Like, is it still in?
It's on the way out.
Yeah, right.
But you're holding on.
I'm holding on for a little bit longer, yeah.
With level 100.
Hold on for dear Avatar life.
Well, Will, thanks for giving us a call, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
And I'm glad you're not a psychopath.
Yeah, good guy.
Oh, good.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's get to the news, Tom. Alrighty, Border Mail. Not the front page, but in the paper. Good news for local winery, Pizzini.
Oh, I love Pizzini.
Down in the King Valley.
They do have a good Pinot Grigio.
Been awarded the best winery in Australia.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah, by Tourism Australia.
That's massive.
Pretty goddamn massive.
Yeah.
They won the award over the weekend, presented in front of 900 people in Melbourne. So, look, if you're them, they're pretty chuffed. They said, look, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I thought they were going to say there wasn't a dry cup in the house.
Good.
Yeah, but there wasn't a dry white in the house because we don't make those. We make Chardonnays.
Good.
But that is a good joke, Tom. I wanted to just talk myself up. I wanted to put this to you because on the weekend, this is interesting, I was driving around a few wineries, driving my girlfriend and a friend around some wineries, yeah, like Pizzani, yeah, but we're actually in the Yarra Valley, so different wine region to ours.
Mm.
The question came up was, one of the wineries had been awarded Winery of the Year, like Pizzani has this year, but they won it in 2012. Now, there was a placard on the front of the winery, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can tell where I'm going with this. Totally. People started pitching and going, oh, I wouldn't be displaying that anymore. Especially the older ladies. There was a few mums on the winery tour. It was a hen's day. It's mostly young girls. But the older ladies were going, oh, no, I wouldn't have that. I think you can have it up for a year or two. Really, I think, you know, if you go to Beechworth, of those kind of towns, they won Tidy Town back in the 80s, and they're still displaying those signs. Like, honestly, if you get Winery of the Year in Australia, there's a lot of wineries. You should be pretty chuffed.
I don't know if you want to display it at the front, though.
Why?
Display it on your advertising, but
you
not
so
at
proud?
The front.
Why?
I don't know, because it seems like...
You're not that good anymore?
Yeah.
It seems like you
didn't... Because why didn't you win 13, 14, 15, or 16?
I don't know. There's 1,000 other wineries out there, probably.
Yeah, I see your point, but I...
Mate, when you win an award of that esteem, you're going to be displaying it your entire life.
As I said, I won Young Haleburian of the Year.
Yeah, and it's still on your wall.
It's not. I didn't get the award.
Oh, you didn't?
Sad. Yeah, I didn't get an award.
You're lying then.
No, I didn't get a physical award.
Oh.
I got a pair of tumblers.
But if you got the award, you'd be displaying it for a long time.
Sure.
Tom, right now, I want to do something for someone else.
Wow.
Yeah, not like me, is it?
Nope.
But I'm going out on a limb here. You know how businesses have taglines? You know, like a catchphrase after their name?
Sure.
Like, McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Yeah, KFC, finger licking good.
Exactly. Taglines that...
I mean, I don't know that one.
You seem pretty cross.
No.
Taglines, they're good, aren't they? Because they make you go, oh yeah, that's what they're about.
You can associate it with the business.
Here's a freebie. And I want to give this freebie to a certain business that I think should already be across this tagline, but they, for some reason, haven't got one.
What are you thinking?
The Boomerang Hotel in Lavington.
Okay.
Right? The Boomy, I think it's called.
Yeah.
I've had a look at them, done some research. They haven't really got a tagline at all. I mean, you could say they've got one. It's a local favourite in Lavington.
Okay. Right?
That's kind of their tagline. We're a local favourite in Lavington. Come to the Boomy. I think the Boomerang Hotel has a very clear tagline that they should be using. They're not using.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do about this?
I think we should call them, and I'm going to gift them my tagline.
You can ask for any royalties whatsoever?
I don't think I am, because that involves lawyers.
Let's give them a call.
Good afternoon, Boomerang Hotel, Juanita speaking.
Hey, Juanita. My name's Ollie. I was wondering if I could speak to someone who is maybe a manager or someone in the marketing department.
I'm the venue manager.
Okay, great. Juanita, well, I guess you're the person to speak to. As I said, my name's Ollie. My friend Tom is here. We're from Star FM.
Yeah, cool.
Hi, Juanita.
How are you?
Yeah, we're on the breakfast show. I'm not sure if you might have heard the show.
Juanita, Ollie's got something that he wants to gift to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at your website and I noticed you didn't have a massive sort of tagline or like a catchphrase for the business. And I feel like there's a great opportunity here for a tagline. Do you want to hear my idea?
Yeah, sure.
I think you can't go past the Boomerang Hotel. You will come back.
Is that it?
Yeah, like it's obviously... it's a boomerang meter.
We actually do say that all the time, but we don't actually have it written.
Oh, you do. Thank God.
Are you sure you're not just saying this now after Ollie's given it to you?
No, definitely not.
You definitely do use it on a regular basis?
We do, yeah.
Oh, good. Because that's all I want
to hear. As corny as it is, we do.
Oh, no, mate. Look, I'd be all about it. I mean, I've gone to the effort of calling you to tell you about it. That's how good I think it is.
I'm so glad that you use this, Juanita.
I was worried.
Yep. I was worried. Okay. Well,
great job done. well, you keep using it, and then everyone will be happy.
That's it.
Thanks, Juanita.
Have a good one.
See ya. Bye. Well, there you go, Ollie. They use the tagline.
I feel silly, but I shouldn't because they've been using my idea. I guess I feel silly because I was so excited about it, and it's already been done.
No, it's a massive letdown. Don't worry about that.
It's embarrassing. But anyway, we'll play this live right now. Here we are.
Right now, we are doing Ideas Bonanza, yeah? If you haven't heard this before, this is where I come in to the studio and I talk on a microphone and I say, hey guys, how good's this idea? And it's the search for the best idea ever. And if the idea is good enough, it stays in the show.
We're yet
last
to get
week
there,
we
aren't
had.
We haven't found the best idea yet.
Oh, we've had Truck Stop Snap. We have had Don't Call. We have had last week's idea, which we still need to put into the planner this week, which is Chat Snap.
Yes, that deserves a rerun.
Which is
great. I didn't mind that one.
Yeah. So there's been lots of brilliant ideas. So this week, it's time for...
I know it's time. Before you play the very long opener that you always like to play...
It's only 40 seconds long.
Yeah, it's massive. It's almost half the segment.
Okay.
You recall last week, I gave you a shortened down version.
Yeah.
A sped up version.
Yeah.
Which just saves time, yeah?
Yeah,
totally. It was still too long, though. I got some feedback coming in on Facebook.
Really?
The opener...
I don't think you did.
...was really annoying. People think it's annoying.
No, nah, didn't.
So I said, look, I hear you. I think it is still too long. So I've been working away with the sound engineers and production experts.
Okay.
And we've managed to shorten it down even further. So here is the new version that I'll allow you to play.
Okay.
Still too long. I think. I actually think it's still quite long. That's like 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right, that's okay. There you go. You're free to go now. Give us the best idea ever.
Well, we need to play the opener.
Oh, no, you did not. No, you didn't.
Wow, that idea is brilliant. Ideas like streaking on Hume Highway. Ollie, I can see your doodle. Or bathing in a tub of chicken. It smells good.
This is great stuff.
What idea will come today? Probably another brilliant one, because they're brilliant. Here it is, Ideas Bonanza. Ideas Bonanza, the greatest segment of all time.
Ooh, yeah. Ideas Bonanza, what a great idea.
So that's the opener. It's only 40 seconds long. I don't know why you keep not wanting to play that. I mean, I don't know why our producer in the studio here is shaking his head from me
Mate,
playing
you've
that
lost
opener.
Him, you lost me. Yeah, you know, you're
okay,
abusing
okay.
people's time.
Okay, look, I'm going to talk with you straight. Yes, it's too long.
I've given you a short option.
I agree.
You play
no,
the shorter option.
That sucks. That sucks. We all know that your short option of the opener sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Ollie, I want to level with you here, and I want to say I've got a brand new opener.
You don't?
No, I do. I've got a brand new
you
opener.
You want to say it, or you do have
I do. I've got a brand new opener.
So we've played two openers already.
And that's why, coming up after Flo Rida, I want to play the brand new opener.
I don't know how you sleep at night. How do you live with yourself?
Right now, we're talking Ideas Bonanza, the greatest segment of all time, trying to find the best segment of all time. The opener is contentious. You've been annoyed about the opener since it started. It only goes for 40 seconds, so I don't know what you're worried about. But look, I hear you.
It isn't just me.
I hear that it's too long. Okay, good. So I've come in here. I've got a brand new Ideas Bonanza opener. That's what it's even called. It's called New Ideas Bonanza Opener. Okay?
What a fitting title.
The old one didn't really fit the style, what I wanted to do. So here it is, the New Ideas Bonanza Opener. Okay?
Uh-huh, this is it. All the people tune in for this. A few times the idea's been whack, but I'm just gonna keep coming back, cause I got more ideas, all. Heaps more freaking ideas, all. Oh, this is it.
That's
oh, my ideas. I heard that you didn't like my bit, and you didn't think that others should hear it. Gave birth to Truck Stop Snap and a favorite segment, Don't Call. So I am back with a brand new track, gonna make a big claim, gonna freak you out. That's right, put your smile on and get ready to laugh. A few times you've been on my back, but I promise you I will not slack. This is Ideas Bonanza, y'all. The new Ideas Bonanza, all. A few times I've seen a small crack. I know you love it and you want it back. So here's your favorite segment, all. The great Ideas Bonanza, all.
Okay, it gets good here.
It gets good here.
Here we go. Ready? Ready for it?
This is the good bit. You say that Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A. Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
Okay, we can spell it. We get it. We get how to spell bonanza. Turn it off.
What do you mean?
Turn it off.
It's just getting good, though.
How long is that?
Well, it's still got 40 seconds to go.
Yeah, how long are we at so far?
About a minute 20.
That is longer than the first one. You idiot. Turn it off.
It's got heaps to go, though.
I will break the computer.
It's the best of all time that Kanye says it's the best. Beyonce says it's the best.
So Tom Bainbridge,
yes.
Turn it off.
Tom Bainbridge. But this is the opener, Ollie. You can't stop an opener from playing once it started playing. There's only 15 seconds to go.
I want to swear at you so bad right now.
There's 10 seconds to go. Ideas, but this is the best one that I this bonanza.
B-O-N-A-N-Z-A. There are no words. There are absolutely no bloody words to describe how frustrating that is to listen to.
So that's the opener.
You said it was going to be shorter. It was double the length. You're an idiot. I'm sorry if you listen. If kids are listening, you shouldn't call your friends idiots. But sometimes they are idiots. And Tom, you're an idiot.
Thank you. So that's the that's the opener.
Great. Opener. Done.
Yeah.
Have you got an idea?
Ah, there's one coming up next week.
Oh, my God. Right now, Tom, we're talking scoops. Richmond Tigers scoops. The players were down up in the on the border. 25 of them running a community camp training session for kids, which is awesome. But that's not the real news. The real news is that, look, I had a scoop on them. I firsthand saw them eating burritos at Zambrero's. Now, the funny thing is, I told Chris Young this, the Border Mail sports reporter, he didn't put it in his article.
The Ginge King did not put it in his article.
Ginge King didn't
we
include it.
We do have fun, do we?
So, 13, 12, 16, I'm putting it out there.
Do you have a scoop for the Richmond Tigers?
Have you got a scoop like myself? Have you seen something? Where have you seen them? What were they doing? What's the scoop?
So, give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
We have got a call. Tom, can I just excuse myself for a minute?
What are you doing?
Just to check my Instagram account. But you take the call on the scoop.
The scoop? Yeah. Okay, I can do that. You go check your Instagram. Yeah. I'll be back. So on 13, 12, 16, good morning. Who's this?
Yeah, g'day. It's Darren.
Hey, Darren. How you doing? You forgot your name there for a second.
No. I'm just pretty excited about the scoop we got.
Right. What scoop have you got for the Richmond Tigers? When they're up on the border.
After I was at Zambrero's, I was walking down. I saw the three tigers that Ollie saw. Also crossing the corner of Dean and Swift Street. No, Dean and Kiwa. I don't know what they were doing. I think they were crossing, heading towards the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
But they were definitely there, and they looked sus.
What was your name again?
Daniel.
No, it's Darren.
Darren.
Thanks for the call,
scoop.
Darren.
That's a scoop.
No, it's not. Well, yesterday we got to head down to MUMMA, the Murray Art Museum in Albury, to see a snapshot of the Marilyn Monroe exhibition that is coming to there.
Yeah, so the sneak preview, which is, coming tomorrow, Tom. Opening on Friday. Really exciting.
It's called Marilyn Celebrating an American Icon. One of the most amazing facts I found out is that they locked this in 3 years ago before they'd even built MUMMA. So it's been a long time in the making. An absolutely incredible exhibition about the life and death of Marilyn Monroe. And one of the amazing works that we had in there were these photos, these 6 to 8 photos taken, donated by Colin Glassborough. Now, this happened when MUMMA announced that Marilyn, Celebrating an American Icon, was coming to town. And all of a sudden, on Saturday, Colin calls MUMMA and goes, "Hey, guys, I've kind of got these never-before-released photos of Marilyn Monroe." And they're like...
The negatives of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, we want to chat.
Yes.
Like, we want these photos. So Colin,
turns out he's from Albury.
Yeah, he's from Albury.
He's from Albury. He's like, I live around the corner. I've got these unreleased negatives. I can get them printed because because he has the rights to these photos. And the story was that a friend of his had been given the chance to photograph Marilyn on a day trip to...
On a normal day out, they said.
A normal day out where she went to the baseball, a lovely restaurant, and then out to party at a club.
Sounds like Ollie's night out. So, pretty amazing, though, that he had these never-before-seen photos of Marilyn and that he was able to donate it. So, what a nice guy Colin is. Well done to Colin Glassborough. Ollie, it makes me think, though, of my never-before-released photos. My never-before-seen photos.
No. I don't know. Well, I don't want to know where this is going.
Well, I mean, we've all got a little camera roll in our phones, don't we? We've all got some spurious photos that have... Never before seen.
Probably for a reason, I'd say.
Probably for a reason.
Yeah. I actually, mention it, I actually have one incredibly grotesque Never before seen photo.
Explain
but I've kept
what
in a
it?
Folder
oh, wow.
in my computer for a long time because it is too hideous. And the title of the folder was Open If You Dare. Do you
wow.
do you want to
do
know
it.
What it is?
Is it safe to say?
Yeah, I can say it.
18 past 7?
When I was in year 9,
okay.
I had a hideous ingrown toenail that became so morbidly pussy and red and swollen.
Oh, Ollie.
That it was so painful. I got a photo of it. It's hideous. And that was the day before I got an operation to get it officially cut out.
Can I just say I actually have one of these as well?
What, of those pictures?
I have an ingrown toenail picture as well.
Oh,
it's
really?
Never before released.
We are just two absolute weirdos. Why do we have these pictures?
I think an ingrown toenail is so gross, grossly gross, that it should yeah. never be released. Never be released.
Never before seen.
So what I want to know, Ollie, on 13, 12, 16, do you have a never been seen photo? Have you ever had a never been released photo?
Yep.
That you just want to let us know about. We're not going to get you to release it, but I mean, give us the thousand word that the words that the pictures were.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Do you have a never before seen photo? Marilyn Monroe, there's an exhibition coming to Mama on Friday. That's opening. Make sure you head down there. It's very cool. But part of this exhibition are some never before seen photos of Marilyn Monroe that were donated by a local guy.
Tom, we have got a call from a young man, Alex, who has a photo. That's a never-before-seen photo.
Great.
I want to put it out there. The
yes.
story is somewhat graphic.
Really?
And maybe gruesome. And follows along the lines of both our toenail stories.
Oh,
if
gross.
You don't like squeamish stuff, or if you are squeamish, perhaps you don't want to hear this.
Let me tune out for a minute.
But nevertheless, Alex, do you have a never-before-seen photo?
No, but my dad does.
Tell us about it. What's going on in the photo?
So about 2009, I was about 14. I got what's called a torsion of the testicle, where one of your testicles actually twist around.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty excruciating. You actually throw up because of the pain.
Fairly
right off.
Yeah.
So I did that, and so what they do is they cut you open, take it out, untwist it, start back up. But for about a week afterwards, they're the size of a small bowling ball.
Oh my god!
They're fairly big. So they got to check for infection. And because I was so young, they asked my parents to do it. One night I was there and Dad's acting a bit sus and he's like, oh no, come on, I've got to check. Like, something's not right here. So I've wiped them out and he's got a photo, but thank God never come out on my 21st. But he's got one as a bit of bribing material.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Well, hopefully that remains never before seen. I don't want to see it.
Ollie, I was thinking of like maybe pictures of a night out or something.
Instead, we've got ingrown toenails and torsioned testicles.
Oh, wow, I'm so sorry.
Tom, time for a bit of secret busting. Now, the Border Mail, mate, you know the opinion section of the Border Mail? Our great paper.
Wow, yeah, that provides a lot of entertainment, the opinion
What do you
section.
Think the analysis...
Oh, opinion. Not letters.
Not letters, no, opinion.
Like, opinion.
So this is from the paper itself.
Okay, that's okay.
What do you think the analysis section of the opinion... What kind of articles would you expect from the analysis?
To be honest, I've never read the analysis section, but I'm guessing it'll be true facts, you know, analysis, like they bring the truth out, the facts, the hard...
Crunching
numbers.
Yeah.
Statistics.
Breaking it down.
Yeah.
Well, today is no different, Tom. An article in the Border Mail in this analysis section is doing just that. It's called The Key to Good Results is the Secret Ingredient. Now, of course, this is yet another hard-hitting article coming out of the analysis section of the Border Mail. And I appreciate that it's in the analysis section because if you read the article...
You'd expect this in community news. You wouldn't expect it in analysis.
No, and that's why perhaps it's worth a read. And I have read the article and it's worthy of being in the analysis section because what it's doing is analysing results.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't realise that results are such a big thing and quite a cultural thing, I think.
Well, I mean, Sean from Telstra has his annual Australia Day RISOL competition that he has with his mates.
And that was revelatory to me. I didn't know what RISOLs were until that moment, until, hi, it's Sean from Telstra.
He was saying, hey, we've got this trophy that happens at Australia Day each year.
The Golden Tongs.
The Golden Tongs. Who can create the best RISOL?
And his comment
and his group
about the ingredients, Tom? Do you remember that?
No, I don't know.
It's all about the secret ingredient.
The secret ingredient.
Right, and as the article in analysis of the Border Mail says, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes in, but the only thing that really matters is the secret ingredient, and there's always a secret ingredient.
We don't need to say what rissoles are, do we? People know what rissoles are, surely.
Well, I didn't, so maybe you should...
They're like a round hamburger. They're like a hamburger mix, yep. but round.
And you make it yourself, really.
Well, yeah, you can buy rissoles.
You can buy them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it says here, and I quote, "You know it's there, but you can't quite put your finger on it. The secret ingredient.
Yeah.
To discover its identity is a privilege extended only to a select few."
Tomato sauce.
Stuff that.
Oh,
mate,
whoa.
Stuff that secret ingredient.
Whoa.
That rubbish. Stuff that secrecy.
Oh.
I think it's time to break it open. Because, Tom, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
all know that.
So what do you want to do?
It's time to end the secrecy.
Oh, God.
And share rissole secret ingredients.
No, there's no way you can.
I don't think it's worth keeping it away, hidden away. I think it's high time that you, if you're listening and you have a great secret ingredient, share it with the world.
Let's make rissoles open source.
Yes. Like education, everyone deserves to know what's your secret ingredient in a rissole is.
So 13, 12, 16?
Give us a call and let us know. Let us in on your secret ingredient for rissoles. I want to hear them. Tom, I'm reading straight from the analysis section of the Border Mail today when I say that a pre-made rissole is an admission of loss. That's right. The spark is gone that you don't care enough about those who love you to spend a paltry 10 minutes digging deep and making a rissole of your own.
Sorry, is this in like food news or
no,
community news?
No, that is
news?
In the opinion and analysis section of the Border Mail. It's a very telling article called "The Key to Good Rissoles is the Secret Ingredient."
Now, if you don't know what a rissole is, I mean, you're even Australian. But they're a round, they're kind of like a round hamburger,
yeah.
like a hamburger mix, but round. But there is something different about a rissole that you don't get in a hamburger.
And it's apparently the secret ingredient. That could be the key.
Yeah.
And as the article points out, it's all about the secret ingredient. Now, I threw out the revolutionary idea before that it's time to stop hoarding these secrets.
Yeah.
I mean, knowledge is power.
Yep.
And we all deserve a bit of power.
Totally.
And a good rissole.
Yeah.
Put the call out, 13, 12, 16, hey, why don't you share a secret ingredient for us? And you know what came back, Tom?
What?
Donuts.
Oh, no.
Not
swapped rissoles for donuts.
No, as in nothing. No,
oh,
no one called
okay.
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You know, I thought that the Border was more of a giving community than this.
Yeah.
I thought that sharing is caring, and I thought that people were looking out for their mates and for their fellow Borderians.
Yeah.
Apparently not. Apparently people see knowledge.
No, Ollie,
no,
come on.
People
Ollie,
see this
Ollie.
Knowledge as something to keep
Let
locked
me save
away.
The day. Let me save the day. I'm going to share my mum's rissole.
It's just disappointing.
I'm going to share my mum's rissole recipe.
Okay. I'm listening.
That's the way you come back after
no,
that sound
I'm
effect.
I'm listening.
My mum's secret rissole ingredient is tomato sauce.
Oh, well, there you go. Interesting.
Didn't you? Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever know that?
Well, thank you for sharing. Thank you for someone for stepping up and sharing their knowledge.
I had the balls, I had the guts to spread what my mum's real rissole recipe. Ollie, where is DJ Moz been? Because I've got some great news for him.
Yeah.
You want your mic on? There you go.
Hey, thanks for that. Mm. You've got some great news, do you?
Well, I mean, you know. We both know that I spoke to Andy the other day from Zed Bar, and he has offered up a DJ spot to bring in Valentine's Day on Saturday night at Zed Bar.
Oh.
11 till midnight, Valentine's Day tracks. It's going to be a corker of a set. So
Tom,
just...
it makes my loins tingle. That the thought of this DJ set is really exciting.
Well, I mean, I've just been trying to get hold of DJ Moz, you know, your DJ alter ego, and I can't seem to get in contact with him.
Tom, I don't want to. It's sad to say this, but DJ Moz has got some bad news. So yeah, it's not good on his front. I guess he can tell you himself.
Oh.
I don't want to be the guy who tells his news because he's obviously his own person. So yeah, you speak to him yourself.
Okay, folks, it's DJ Moz here. Are you ready to party? I said, are you ready to party?
DJ Moz joins us now on the phone. DJ Moz, where are you?
Yeah, g'day, Tom and Ollie. Not good news, mate. I'm actually down at Albury Airport.
Down at Albury Airport? What are you doing at Albury Airport, DJ Moz?
mate, my working visa's been cancelled. The bloody Department of Immigration have cancelled my working visa.
Oh,
I'm heading on the first plane back to Heathrow.
What's their reasoning for cancelling your visa?
Yeah. Straight from Albury to Heathrow. That's right, direct flight.
Hang on, I didn't know that they did direct flights.
Yeah, for VIPs they do.
Yeah,
but
why did they cancel your visa?
Yeah, look, mate, it's an unfortunate story. You know, I've been DJing, obviously, in Melbourne and Albury and Sydney recently.
Wow.
Well,
I don't know about Melbourne and Sydney. The last time I heard about you was the Tillangata Valley Bush Doof.
Yeah. Well, mainly Albury. But the department didn't deem my two gigs worthy of full-time work, right, which is insulting.
Oh, that's insane.
You know, obviously, it's more than just the 2 hours of DJing. I mean, there's a whole lot of back work that goes into DJing, a lot of research, and they weren't counting that. So they reckon I've done 2 hours of work, and that's cancelled my working visa. So, mate, not good for me, but I'm heading back to Bristol.
It's almost like you're Johnny Depp's dogs. This is a travesty.
Well, I'm not a bloody chihuahua, mate. I'm a DJ, and it's actually insulting to be, one, booted out of the country, but two, to be compared to Johnny Depp's dog. So, mate, I don't appreciate that. But, look, for me, it's not good news. I'm heading back to my home turf. And, look, I'll be based there for a while. But hopefully you can see me again soon at some point.
Well, DJ Moz, we are absolutely sad to see you go.
Yeah, mate.
Do you have any last words? Any last words to the border?
The Tillangata Valley Bush Doof was definitely a highlight for me, and I still hope those T-shirts get made.
Yeah.
And, of course, when my career was made at Zed Bar, at the R&B, Partey, that was one of the best gigs I've ever done.
The only gig you'd ever done at that stage?
No, well, yeah, I mean, in Albury, yeah. But
no,
I'm heading back to England, where I'm a household name. So,
well, DJ Moz, give us your catchphrase to see you out.
I haven't got a catchphrase.
What?
What's my catchphrase?
Okay, see you later, DJ Moz. Sorry to see you go. Okay, now this is annoying. I've got a DJ spot that needs to be filled on Saturday night at 11 o'clock. What are we going to do?
Tom, I've got it.
What do you mean you've got it? You've got what?
We've got to go to the news soon, but I have a new DJ name.
Well, that's right. DJ Moz can't play a gig on Saturday night at Zed Bar. I gave him the option to do that, but he's been sent back to the UK, your DJ alter ego, and you've just said that you want to play the gig on Saturday night. You personally, Ollie Morris, without any DJ experience.
No more characters, no more, you know, British DJ rubbish. Me, myself, Ollie, I want a DJ. I'm going to be doing it. I think I have the name.
You've got the name?
We've been brainstorming. A couple of good ones. Malcolm Turntable. I like that one, Tom.
Thank you.
Well done.
That'll be mine, DJ.
Working on that. Improving on that. I'm proud to present the new DJ in town is Rave McManus. Woo! Yes! That's right, folks. My name is Rave McManus. You can catch me bringing Valentine's Day with me, Rave. Zed Bar, 11 p.m. this Saturday night, playing all your love tunes.
And weekdays from 6 a.m. in Sydney on Today with Sam Frost.
No, that's someone else. I'm Rave McManus, baby. That's my new name, Tom.
I love it. Rave McManus. It's bloody brilliant.
Yep.
And we can catch him on Saturday night.
I'd love to see you there playing some tunes, some new ones. I will be dropping Bieber, sorry. This is huge news. Huge news, Tommy. Streaming. You know radio streaming?
I love radio streaming.
Previously, Star FM had not been involved.
Thank you for trying to stream our radio station, but please enjoy our sister station, Today FM.
Yeah, that was an annoying message,
wasn't it? There was a lot of that. Well, Tom, I am proud to announce right now that as of the last couple of hours, streaming is now online.
Streaming's on.
The Star FM.
You can go to the App Store, download the Star FM app. You can listen to it on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to it on the web on your computer.
Now, the idea of the streaming is that you can listen to it anywhere you want.
Literally.
Not just in the local area.
Yeah.
You could be anywhere. So I think we should test it out.
All right. Well, I've got a few people on the phone right now from around the world. Let's plug their numbers in. Let's see where they are. Hello, Austin.
Tom, yeah, it's me. What's going on?
Hey, man, Ollie here too. What's happening over there?
Hey, Ollie, nothing much. Just streaming 104.9 Star FM all the way in Minneapolis, Minnesota in United States of America.
Amazing,
oh,
mate.
That's cool.
What's it like?
Yeah. It's great. I'm sitting inside. I've got a cup of coffee. I'm out of the cold. It's wonderful.
Okay.
Awesome. And the connection is clear.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Well, enjoy the tunes that you can probably get nowhere else in the world. Thanks, Austin.
Thanks, mate.
We've got Jill. Jill, where are you?
I'm just in Ireland at the moment, Tom, just streaming live from our community town hall where we've got the largest internet modem. Great to hear the music coming in.
Really?
The whole town.
So you're in like a bluestone building in Ireland and the whole community's gathered around the radio.
It's limestone, and yes, we're loving it. I'm so glad to be able to share this with all the people in my community.
And the streaming connection is good? You can hear everything loud and clear?
Oh, yeah, good. I've just asked the other 20 people here, and they said that it's really, really crisp.
Whereabouts right. specifically in Ireland are you?
Oh, so it's in County Kerry.
Okay.
It sounds legit. Well, Jill, I'm so glad you could join us. Mate, keep listening. We'll speak to you soon.
I'll never stop, Tom and Ollie. You can't stop me. See you soon.
And we sent him out. He's our political correspondent, so we've sent him to Jamaica. Scott, can you hear us?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, mate. You got the streaming going in Jamaica?
Yeah, I can. So, did you say Jamaica?
Yeah,
Jamaica.
I thought you said Jindera.
No, of course it works in Jindera. We know that. Okay, so it's working in Jindera then?
Well, I'm not actually in Jindera.
Well, where are you?
I'm just at home. I'm listening, and it sounds great, guys.
Okay, so the streaming's working then. The streaming's fine.
The streaming.
Yeah.
You guys are just on the radio.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Oh, you're meant to be testing the streaming, Scott.
My friend says it's great.
And we can rely on your
okay,
friend.
Okay, well, yeah, great. Yeah, thanks, right. Thanks, Scott.
That's the best we can get from Scott, political correspondent.
Well done, Scott. Well, it looks like the streaming's working around the world
on
now.
On all accounts?
On all accounts, and including in Jindera.
Tom.
Sorry, you have to follow that now.
Yeah. Well, it's sad. It's more of a somber mood.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I did a solid for you, and I made you a meal.
Mate, it was beautiful.
Made you a lovely meal with yourself and two other friends and my housemate, Juzzy.
Yeah, I came around to your new house. It was beautiful. A glass of wine.
You know, the whole thing was such a pleasant night.
It was.
And then...
those skewer things that you made with fresh tomato and basil?
Entree, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But then, Tom, to have that thrown back in my face...
Oh, God.
When you deliberately and persistently mispronounced the dish that I made you... which I tell you now is called paella.
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 I know that what you think you're doing is being authentically Spanish.
I am.
We are not in Spain. We're not in South America. I implore you to use the correct pronunciation of paella.
Paella.
And yet you persist to do this.
Well, mate, when I go to the cafe and buy a ham and cheese croissant, I don't say ham and cheese croissant. I say a yaman and cheese croissant.
Yeah, well, I think you've just sold your case right there, and that people have made their own assessment.
No,
now.
Well, you don't say Camembert, you say Camembert.
Yeah, look, I think I want to settle it once for all. And
you say Jarlsberg, not Jarlsberg.
No, you're referencing stuff that doesn't help. Doesn't prove anything. There's one place that I found that knows the answer, and it's in the Border Mail classifieds.
Knows the answer, paella.
Well, we'll find out exactly what the answer is when we call Smart Hospitality Paella Parties and Events. Right?
Well, it's paella parties and events.
Well, when they answer the phone, we'll give them a call now. As soon as they answer, I'm assuming they'll answer with the name of their business, right?
Yeah, paella.
And instantly we will know who of the two is correct, paella or paella.
All right, well, let's give them a call.
Smart Hospitality, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you going? It's Tom and Ollie from the radio. How are you doing, mate?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate.
Paul, what's the... quick question. What's the main thing that you guys make?
Paella.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah.
Paul, oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. For yelling then, but we've just been having a big argument about how you say paella.
Are you serious, Paul? It's paella.
No, when we start out, it's paella.
Yeah, and now it's paella, isn't it?
Once you learn, it's paella.
It's paella, exactly. God. Yes, Paul.
You guys can discuss.
Only because it's Spanish and the L is a Y.
Yes.
Yeah, well, why don't you guys get on a plane to Spain then? Because we're in Albury here and it's paella.
No, it's not, Paul. You're doing a bloody good job, mate.
No worries.
Doing a bloody good job. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Ollie, I want you to give them a plug now.
I can't believe that.
Give the paella a plug. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Check out these guys at paella parties and events.
You have to say paella parties and events.
I'm not going to.
You have to. That's how you say it.
Check out these guys,
paella parties and events.
You've done the right thing, Ollie.
But the discussion on paella,
paella.
As I've learned, is continuing.
Yes, we do have Dan on 13, 12, 16. Dan, did you want to say something about paella?
Sorry, can you explain? Can you repeat that?
Did you want to say something about paella, Dan?
Can you repeat that word to me again?
Yeah, paella.
Paella.
Yeah, paella.
Paella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paella.
So it's paella.
Paella. That's what I've been saying.
So when you're in France.
Yeah. I say France.
Fromage.
Fromagerie.
You know, like we say fromage.
Yeah.
So we're Australian.
Yeah.
When you go to France, because we're Australian.
Yeah.
You don't say fromage.
No, we say fromage.
Fromage.
Fromage. All that as well.
Look at his school, Tom.
Yeah.
All right.
So what do I?
So it's paella.
Yeah, but it's not paella, is it?
It's not No, there's no freaking L's in it, man.
Well, exactly. That's what Ollie was getting wrong. At least I was closer with paella.
Paella.
Can I just say that was what I was originally saying, wasn't it, Ollie?
Paella.
Yeah,
probably. Maybe.
Sorry, I missed that. I totally missed that.
No. Tom was getting it wrong for a long time.
That originally, and you were going, it's paella.
I've been to South America. Yeah, you haven't even been there, Tom.
It was paella, and I said it was paella.
I'm sorry, this has escalated.
Espanola. they don't pronounce the L's.
Like Yamon.
As the J.
Like Yamon, yeah?
Yamon.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Dan, that's amazing. Thanks, mate. I'll start saying paella.
Paella. And when you go to France, don't say fromage.
No, say fromage.
Or fromage.
Fromage.
Wonderful. This can go forever.
Thanks, Ed. Bye. You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM. Check it out. Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au. Tom and Ollie on Star FM.